from Sweden's friends, the Shir Shvi Special Schus for Daniel Simcha ben Chava Reisel for Zivuk Hagun v'Meheira. We're going to be learning about the Inyan of Bechira, Bechira Chavshis. A very interesting letter written by Rav Huttner on the 8th of Cheshvan in the year Tavshin Tez Zayin, 1956. He writes to his Talmud, and this is Igeres Tess and Igor's Pachad Yitzchak, Chavivi Yikiri, my beloved, my dear, my friend, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessings. This is a letter to his Talmud. And I received your letter. That's a very pleasant letter that testifies like 100 witnesses about your gentle spirit. And as a sign of my holy love for you and for the words that you wrote, I'm going to give you a very rapid answer to your query. In Malachim Aleph, Perek Ches, it says, Pasuk Mem Vav, Ki yechdu ulach, ki ein adam asher lo yechata, ve'onaftavam, u'nisatam lufnei oyev. Shlomo HaMelech is asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the tefillahs of the Jewish people on the Beis HaMikdash. So when they sin against you, for there is no man who never sins, and you become angry with them, and you deliver them before the enemy, etc., etc., you should hear their tefillah. So from the Pashas of Lashon of the Pasuk, it's mashma, that there is an onesh even on sins that are above Bechira. There's an idea spelled out by the Ishbitzer, by Reb Tzadok, and also here by Reb Huttner, that there's certain sins that man can do, and that man does, that are outside of his Bechira, above his Bechira. He has no choice. He has to sin. Certain things, it is not in the free will of man, are not in the free will of man anymore. Not in that category. And it's mashma in this pasuk, that when the Jews sin, even those types of sins that are not within man's free will, because it says ain, where do you get this idea from? Because it says ki ain tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. Pasuk says that everybody sins. How does everybody sin? So you can understand that everybody has a moment of weakness where they sin and it's their fault. But you can also understand that there's certain tzaddikim who would never sin purposely. And if the pasuk says that everybody sins, it means that everybody has a time where they sin, it's above their bechira. And it's mashma that even these sins, there's going to be an onesh. Because the pasuk says, when they sin to you, this sin that everybody does, because everybody sins, ve'anaftavam, you're going to get angry at them, and there's going to be an onesh. So here we have two chidushim. A, that sometimes man sins, and it's not even in the realm of free will. And B, he's punished. So Rav Huttner answers, da'alecha chavivi, this was the question that the Talmud had asked. He answers, da'alecha chavivi, ki atshuva al she'elaschem urkeves hi mishtei atzatzot. The answer to your question is composed of two different stages, understandings, parts. With two, these two parts, a two-part answer, we can answer your question. Rashi says at the beginning of Parashas Nitzav in the Mansvos HaRavos HaTzmeya that we're Mosif Shkagos al Zdonos. Why would the Shkagos be added to the Zdonos? Because when a person does the Chet B'Nezid, that shows that his Shogeg wasn't because it was accidental. It shows that it wasn't a Chisaron Hadas. Because if a person's willing to do a sin intentionally, it means that he's not so Gevaldik. So even when he does the sin unintentionally, on a deeper level, he would have done it intentionally also. It just happened to have been that it turned out it was unintentional. But he would have done it intentionally. You see, he does sins intentionally. You see, he does b'mezid. So So therefore Rashi says, Sos HaRavis HaTzmeya. Full is going to be added on to the thirsty, which Rashi says means that the shkagos are going to be added on to the zdonos. Ayin Sham. So you should know, says the Rav, that those sins that are done because of the rule of Ein Sadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechta, that no man on earth never sins, Koheles Zayin Chav. Nevertheless, it's beyond man's purview to know and to perceive which sins are done mikoach b'chiraso and which sins are done shelo mikoach b'chiraso. In other words, it's true that man is sinning sometimes, without Bechira, it's mamish not his fault. But nevertheless, we don't know when the sin is our fault and when it isn't. Sometimes it's taka not our fault. But we don't know how to differentiate between the two. Mimela, we have to do tshuva on all of our sins because we don't know which are purposeful and which are not. So even on the sins that are not purposeful, we have to do tshuva because we don't know which ones they are. So just to be saved, just to be sure, we have to do tshuva on all of our sins. And if a person says, nah, sin X, Y, and Z were beyond my bechira, because ain't tzaddik baretz, etc., who never sins, even if he's right, he's still going to get punished. Because he shows that he lacks yiras chet. Yiras chet means, just in case, better be safe than sorry. You can't be too careful. So of course you're going to do tshuva on all of your sins if you have true yiras chet. You're not going to leave anything open to error. By doing tshuva on all of your averas, you're making sure that the tshuva is done in every avera you did intentionally. Aye, what about the tshuvas that the averas did unintentionally? You're going to do a tshuva on them also. Just in case, really on a deeper level, you thought it was unintentional, it was you could have really stopped yourself. So sins. A person doesn't do tshuva on all of his averas because he says, nah, that was because I didn't have bechira. And he doesn't have the yiras chet to do tshuva anyway, just in case. So what does that show? If he lacks yiras chet, it shows that those averas that he did, because the bechira was taken away from him, he would have done even if he had bechira. Because you see that he has a low level of yiras chet. He's not doing tshuva on all of his averas, just in case. And if he has a low level of yiras chet, so of course he would have done the avera, or it's likely that he would have done the avera, even if he had bechira, and therefore he's going to be punished, even on averas done without bechira, because he would have done them even if he would have had bechira, from the fact that he's not doing tshuva on all of his averas, that again shows a low level of yiras chet. And there is actually a beautiful proof to this in Maseches Sota and Daf Tes Amid Beis. It says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shimshon Be'enav Marad. Shimshon rebelled with his eyes. Shene'emar, as it says, Vayomer Shimshon El Aviv, Osa Kachli Kihi Yashra Be'enai. I want that girl. She is straight in my eyes. And because he went for this girl who wasn't the right, the Lila, who wasn't the right one for him, what is he going after such foreign women for? Therefore, the Plishtim uprooted his eyes, gouged out his eyes. Vayochazuhu Plishtim, vayenakru es enof. Yini, frak the Gemara, is that true? That Shimshon married her because she was good in his eyes? Vahaksiv, vavivimu lo yadu kimi Hashemuhu. His parents didn't know that it was from God. In other words, God wanted him to marry this Palestinian, this Plishtim woman. So it wasn't from him, it was from God. So the answer is, Ki azal miyu basar yashru se azal. Shimshon didn't know his Ratzon Hashem. He went after Mara Einav. So you see from here that even though this was done b'koach l'malam min ha-bechira, but he would have done it even if he were given bechira. In other words, God could have had him marry the girl no matter what. But so it was going to happen. The chait was l'malam min ha-bechira, but he would have done it even if it wouldn't have been l'malam min ha-bechira, and therefore he was punished. And this is also muchrach, this is also, we're also compelled to say this based on the matbea, shetavu chachamim mitfila, baruch atah Hashem, harotze b'seshuva. God wants tshuva. Chora, we don't understand. There's no tshuva without sin. What do you mean God wants tshuva? God doesn't want you to sin in the first place. I don't want my kids to apologize to me. I want my kids not to sin against me in the first place. What do you mean God wants tshuva? It should be hamisratze b'tshuva. Then when we do tshuva, then God is agreeable to accepting our tshuva. From the lashon of harotze b'seshuva, we see that ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta, and memela tshuva is muchrachas, and it's shayach to say harotze b'seshuva. There has to be tshuva. That's the way God wants it, because man has to sin. And therefore God wants tshuva, because God wants man to sin. There are sins that are above bechira. And we also see from the fact that God wants us to sin, and therefore he wants our tshuva, that you have to do tshuva on sins that you did as a result of being compelled by Hashem. So, even on those sins that are muchrach mitzad ein adam sadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta, even such sins have tikkunei tshuva. So tshuva is necessary even for sins done without bechira. Why? Wasn't your fault. The answer is because you don't know which sins were done with bechira and which sins were done without bechira. So memela you have to do tshuva on all of your sins. So that's Hatza'ah Aleph. That's the first stage in our answer. And now we get to part two. This passage in the Tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech that we said that when people sin to you, because everybody sins, and you get angry at them, this was said B'shas Gmar Binyan Habayis, at the finishing, at the completion of the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. Because we're saying that if their hearts are properly aligned in their tefillah via this Beit HaMikdash, that's going to help them do tshuva, as we see B'Hemshech HaInyan, that through this Beis HaMikdash you're going to receive their tshuva, you're going to accept their tshuva. And the truth must be told that if man could be without sin, then this tefillah would be like psichas peh lasatan. Psichas peh lasatan means that one shouldn't say, oh, I hope we don't get caught in traffic, because that gives Satan ideas, so to speak, the Gemara says, to get you caught in traffic. Oh, I hope my Aunt Zelda doesn't die. That's psichas pelasad. We don't say such things. So to say God, when the Jews sin and you get angry at them, that's psichas pelasad. That's like opening up a gateway for the Jews to sin. We don't want to do that. So if man wasn't forced to sin, it would be psichas pelasad. And then what would Shlomo instead have davened? That the Beis HaMikdash should be so effective that it should cause the Jews not to sin in the first place. And then it would make sense that if it's the Beis HaMikdash has this task of preventing sin, then even after the sin the tshuva is going to be accepted. But he wouldn't have explicitly davened for the schus of the Beis HaMikdash b'tikunei tshuva, because since chait isn't necessary, the whole notion of tshuva is b'chinas makdim puranus lenafsho chalila. It's like bringing bad upon yourself before it actually happens, talking about doing tshuva before the actual sin. And therefore, when Shlomo HaMelech is coming to daven that the schus of the Beis HaMikdash should help in tikkunei tshuva, he says that he's talking about those sins that are done because man is not given free will, because man doesn't have bechira chavshis. Since man doesn't have bechira chavshis, it's not psichas pelasadim. Psichas pelasadim is something that's not necessarily going to happen, something negative, something bad. And we say, oy, that it might happen. Hope it doesn't happen, but we mention it. That can bring about that it's going to happen. But if, abra, we're talking about sins that have to happen, i.e., those sins that man does, because he's a mukhrach, that's not psichos pelasot, that's happening whether you say it or not. So that's what Shlomo's bakasha was about. And since this bakasha doesn't have psichos pelasot, so the intention of Shlomo HaMelech can also be on all of the sins, even on the bilti mukhrachim, even those that we weren't compelled to do that are completely based, dependent on our will. Because the necessity of the chait removes the taina of being makdis peronis lenavsho. We know that there's going to be a sin, so therefore that enables this tefillah. Now we're allowed to daven, oh, we hope that you accept our tshuva. And once we're already davening, we hope you accept a tshuva for the necessary sins, for the non-bechiradika sins. So then, we tzileg, nacha kavana, we can add an additional kavana, that it should also be for the sins that we do purposely, even those sins that we do with bechira. So this is a very, very brilliant analysis of the pasuk. And that's what we said at the beginning, that with these two hatsa'ot, that with these two premises, we can answer your question, says Rav Futner to his Talmud. The question was that it seems from the pasuk that we are punished even for those sins that we do without bechira. How can that be? So what's the answer? The answer is that we are punished for those sins we do without bechira, because by not doing tshuva for those sins, we show that we lack yiras chait, and we would have sinned even if we would have had bechira. But now that we can do tshuva, as the psukim say, behemshech ha'inyan, God is going to forgive us even for those sins that were done without bechira, that we taka have to do tshuva for. Because again, we're doing tshuva just to be sure. And the reason we mention those sins that were done without bechira, because the pasuk says, "Ki yechdu lach, ki ein adam asher lo yechda," because everybody sins. So the mashmos is that it's talking, even, or not only even, but primarily, about those sins that are done without bechira, and it says there God gets angry at us. The reason we mention that, really it's talking about all types of sins, but the reason we mention those sins done without bechira is because it's telling you a chiddush about those sins, that even those sins require tshuva. Because if you don't do tshuva for the sins done without bechira, it shows that you lack yiras chait. Because yiras chait means that you can never be too sure. Who says it was really done without bechira? Maybe it was done with bechira. The pasuk says when people sin with sins that for which they don't have bechira, And we had to throw that in there, because otherwise it would be makdim piranus lenafsha. What do you mean man's going to sin? What do you mean ki yachdulach? Who says man's going to sin? The answer is everybody has to sin. So the reason it says that everybody has to sin, it's in order to remove the taina of being makdim piranus lenafsha psichas pelis sudden. Everybody has to sin anyway, so it's going to happen. So we don't worry about saying it. It's going to happen anyway. We don't say, oh, I hope it doesn't become nighttime. I hope it always stays light. We know it's going to happen. So you're allowed to say that. That's not psichos pelas. Psichos pelas, something that might not happen. So you know those sins are going to happen. And then in addition to those sins, we also have a kavana for the sins. Now, once you're allowed to mention that, we also have kavana for sins we did intentionally. And we're doing tshuva on both. And why again do you have to do tshuva on sins that are lamalam and abechira? Because by not doing tshuva, you're showing that you don't have yiras chayt, because you're not afraid that maybe you really did have bechira. Therefore, you have to do tshuva on all of your sins. And the reason we specified ki ein adam asher lo yechta is in order not to be posech pelasad. So we're talking about those sins that are l'malam in a bechira. We also have kavana for those sins that are within bechira. And we're going to do tshuva for all of them, and you're going to forgive us. And Rav Fudner ends off his letter with a very beautiful bracha. Chazek, chazak ve'amatz, והגבר חילים בעמלה של תורה בהלכות דעות וחובות הלבבות וחובות האיברים למען תתברך ברכה משולשת להועיל לעצמך ולהועיל לאחרים כפי רוממות נפשך העדינה. Get be strong and add power to your toiling in Torah in both the realm of machshava and also in the realm of halach lemaisa, in order that you should be blessed with a three-pronged bracha for yourself and for others according to the exalted level of your gentle soul. None like a good Rebbe, he says, Nala hodiyeni pratim mechayecha hayom yomim v'teurim me'ayachasim shalcha im b'nei adam ha'nimsa'im b'svivasecha. Please tell me details of your life, your daily life, and descriptions of your relationship with people who are in your vicinity. והיה זה שלום כעתירת נפש אוהבך. And then the Rosh Yeshiva signs his name. This should be with peace, with the desire of you, the soul of one who loves you, his name. So I often wonder about people who have addictions. So Mori V'Rabbi Shlita, the Talmud Rebbe, he says, what's meint addictions? Here he gives shir in Yiddish. Addictions meint, addictions means Ashrek l'cha yetzahara, a terrible yetzahara. That's addictions, but they have a fancy name for it, addictions. So that's really the shaila. Do people really have control? It would seem that sometimes it's beyond their control, and it would seem that sometimes it's within their control. It's really hard to judge, so we certainly can't judge anybody. But a person who has, for example, addictions, he can't trust himself and say, I don't have to do tshuva because it's not my fault, because maybe some or even all of the time he could have stopped himself. Or maybe some of the time he couldn't have stopped himself. Or maybe none of the time he could have stopped himself. But it doesn't matter, because as far as Yiras Chayt is concerned, he has to be choshesh for the possibility. He has to be careful and wary of the possibility that maybe it was done intention. There was a level of intention, and he did have a level of free choice. And therefore, to say it was l'mala min abechira is not within our power. So this is an extremely profound concept and shir, and I hope that we're all zochim mit Hashem b'karov mamish to see the building of the Beis Hamikdash, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can forgive us for all types of sins. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.